Blog Talk Radio.
Not scared of clotheslines and blinds that offend. What's she scared of? Queen's not scared to sleep with some roaches in bed. What's she scared of? I don't even think it's an impossible task for you to clean that house and wash your rag. But instead of that, you keep using radar. All on the floor, but there's that hideous door. Always wants more. All right, y'all. We are live now. The number to call is in the blocks. We are about to go on mute, so you won't be able to hear what the fuck is going on. You understand? So, you already know what you got to do.
All right. Anytime you got to say something, hit the one. I want to go to the chat room right quick. Chat room, throw me a one up if you can hear me. If you can hear me, throw your ones up. If you can hear me, give me a one in the motherfucking chat room. You know? Ayanna Shep in the building. Blah name in the motherfucking building. We're about to go down, family. Alright? Peace, families. Peace, families. Let me go over here. I'll let this roll. Hello, family. Okay, let's close that out. Let me know my let my comrades know that we live in this piece. You understand me? See my whole skeleton. See the nigga still up, man, cause he be going to sleep kind of early, man. But he might still be up. He might still be up. Let's see. Fuck. Hold on, that don't look right, man. Oh, okay, I remember now. All right, I forgot. My bad, y'all. Give me one quick second. Shit. Yeah, boy, you showed your ass today, my boy. You showed your whole ass today. Yeah, I got some. I mean, y'all be looking forward to a roast video, a couple of roast videos on a new channel that I'm gonna put up. You know, I'm gonna make another they flag LA channel so they can flag it all they want to. It'll be there for those purposes only. So yeah, I got some funny shit coming, man. This nigga Monty did some of the gayest shit I ever. He continues to do gay shit. He just don't stop. All right. The fuck is that? Hit my nigga up. All right, y'all. Let me get back over here to the chat. Let's go to the chat. All right. Let's get down to it, my. But first, before we do that, man. You know, I love that I got y'all over here on Blog Talk. You know, because over here on Blog Talk, I can play sensitive niggas videos. You understand? I can play sensitive niggas videos. Ain't got to worry about my channel getting flagged down. You know what I'm saying? So I just seen that Clifton Raymond Noodle just put up another video. Let's go check it out, at least a little bit of it.
Once again, I'm in my salute to have a right outside of this group. I come back and find out all kinds of shit. Now, hearing that the Monkey and Buck 50 has a kind of bullshit show geared toward me and my it is what it is, but I didn't hear because like two bitches y'all would put the show on private, like two motherfuckers.
Hey, man.
But from what I'm hearing, and heard this motherfucker on was describing how dick. Nigga. Okay, now number one. I know for a fact that Kiki Spade motherfucking put them pictures out. But the thing is, but since you went from being suspect to it's proven.
I'm a fan. You sent me
real man.
Hold on. You sent me your dick. You sent photographs of your dick to different men on YouTube. But I'm the fan.
I mean, why would you even tell people that you got a picture of my dick? You fucking gay. That's, man, no motherfucking dude, no matter what kind of roasted shit.
Hey, I don't have no picture. I do not possess a picture of your motherfucking cock, nigga. A troll that you send your dick to put it on YouTube, nigga, and they put the motherfucking video link in the motherfucking chat room. The video was not named Clifton's penis or nothing like that. The motherfucker said, click on a new video about Cliff. We get over there, I see a webbed, sharp-tipped penis, nigga. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. That was an alien penis, nigga. The fuck you talking about, nigga? My sexuality is not in question. Yours is, nigga, for motherfucking Googling your goddamn dick to different men. Let's get that straight, Caramel Cliffy.
And like I said, I heard you describe it off and it tipped his leg so rectangular and then turned into a circle for real. And it's kind of fat and juicy and itchy. The fuck is wrong with you describing on my dick, man? See, this is why I know that you are fucking down low fat.
And this is how I know that Monty gave the motherfucker. Now, I just told y'all exactly what the fuck I said. I said this nigga had a webbed penis. His penis has webs. Like some webbed feet on a. This nigga got webs on his shit and it was sharp tipped, nigga. Like a pencil, nigga. I ain't saying shit about no motherfucking size or no motherfucking meaty. Y'all niggas some fags.
Motherfucker. Like your son. Well, your son, look, no. Your son at least has the courage to come out and say, I'm here. You know, he's out there. He's a fag. You a download. You know. No, see, this is what it is. Your son is gay. You're a fag. It's a difference. The difference is a gay person don't care who knows he's gay and stuff like that. He does what he does. A faggot, his motherfucker portrays himself like a real man or woo-woo, all that shit, but with such a dick quick behind closed doors. That's you. You're a faggot. Fuck this. And see, you and the monkey, y'all motherfucking sucking the soul out of each other's dick. Y'all's head game is bleak. Y'all shit is strong. Y'all sucking each other's dick like a motherfucker. Y'all some pathetic ass, pussy ass, bitch ass, dick in the booty ass, faggot ass motherfucker. Ooh, I can't stand you bitches. I mean, and then y'all, you kind of get in Mike's talking about your body. He's like,
woo, I can't stand you bitches. Boy, you so much of a fucking female, man. You need to stop this shit.
He does it. Okay. Just like, let me go through some history. For people who didn't know, here's a history lesson. You remember when I had my BTS show, I had you and that bitch ass Mike Mills on it? Because I want to tell people what happened while Mike Mills and me really fell out. He was on my show talking shit to LA. They were talking shit back and forth, but he started going in on LA's dead brother. I put his bitch ass back like the whole years, like he was one of my hoes that came up short. I'm not getting it. This mother was saying, yeah, I got a picture of your dick. Yeah, I got it. Okay, if you got it, enjoy it, I guess. I don't know. I mean, and then you get, like I said, I fold all you motherfuckers, like that pussy-ass blackout. I fold him for being a motherfucking faggot-ass homosexual and got a crush on him. I'm guaranteeing this motherfucker got pictures of me all around his room and shit like that. He got a shrine erected to me. This motherfucker just, CJ Rainey, then reveling himself and shit. What motherfucker just gonna sit and make all the fucking videos about one person? He's a fag. Marcus Cheek, he admitted that. He said, I got a picture of your dick. Why would a man admit that he got a picture of another man's dick? I don't know. He's a fag. You know,
how did these men get pictures of your dick?
Like I said before, say like that pussy ass motherfucking troll father. He a bitch. I never did like troll father. So I ain't jumping on nobody's bandwagon. Anybody who know me know I never did fucking troll father. Troll father's always been a pussy ass bitch made faggot ass motherfucker, whore ass nigga to me. He always been that. I ain't never was cool with troll father. Fuck troll father. But like Monty said, and like I said, I'm not dick riding Monty, but the truth is the truth. Troll father, his whole conscience is other people's shit. He don't have nothing but gunshots. Fuck motherfucker troll father. He is a weak bitch ass. He a pussy ass bitch. That's all he do. This motherfucker jack other people's shit. He a faggot ass motherfucker just like his pussy ass grandfather. Beat bitch ass motherfucker. Fuck him. And while I'm on the subject of fucking fuck you, I want to say a big fuck you to this bitch named Mama Pizza BK. Fuck you, bitch. Yeah, I did it. Bitch. So, this is what I'm saying. And like, I keep exposing y'all.
This nigga retarded.
See, because I exposed Mike Mills to being a pussy ass bitch. He claimed he was going to fight me. I showed up. The bitch was scared to show up. He goes, oh yeah, you trying to get an ATO girl. Never that tried to get an ATO girl, but I show proof that your bitch ass on the motherfucking dating site asked for a female from 18 to 35. Sick pervert ass, pussy ass, shit, bitch. You a faggot ass motherfucking bitch.
Niggas play the same thing every video.
And see, that's what I'm saying. And Buck 50 man, dude. You tell me, yeah, I used to you put my picture, my baby mama picture. Nobody, who told you to have a baby with motherfucking Worf from motherfucking Star Trek? That bitch was just like Worf. Fuck that bitch. Fuck you. No, and look what she gave me. She gave me a faggot ass son. Shit. So you bitches can say whatever the fuck you want. Like I said, I have a life outside of this motherfucker you do. You bitches don't. All you bitches know how to do is talk.
So all these niggas do is cry, man.
Y'all it's sickness how y'all motherfucking kissing each other ass, sucking each other's dick. Do this shit. Y'all some pussy ass bitches. But it is what it is. Look who I'm talking about. I'm talking about a motherfucking punk ass shit eating monkey and a broke ass faggot ass. Buck 50 bank account ass, poor ass motherfucker.
Keith Anderson, what's happening?
Bitch. That motherfucker. You gonna make a motherfucker Google Hangout put on private. Y'all some poor ass motherfucker.
I ain't mad.
Y'all some poor ass motherfucker. And I don't give a fuck. I hope all y'all shit get flagged down. Bitch motherfucker. I hope Monty flag all y'all shit down.
Y'all hear this nigga sucking off Monty?
But it is what it is. Like I said, I've been out the loop. I come back, I'm like, he's describing my dick. That suspect, like I said, he's no longer suspect, Buck 50. You're a full-fledged faggot. You sit up here describing how another man's dick looks. Even saying that you got a copy or picture of another man's dick makes you a fag automatically. Do not pass gold, do not collect $200. You're a fag. Really. And y'all also were, you get pussy snakes, you get, and Mike Hill just so bad. Hey, you talking about, yes, motherfucker, you can't even say it right. I was doing the hoochie coochie, my friend. You can't even say it right, you monkey mom, bitch. And why are you so worried about who I'm fucking and when I'm fucking? See, I'm not really honored, I'm flattered that you and that pussy ass fuck bitch is trying to offer me y'all boy pussy. I don't get down like that.
That nigga gay, man.
Well, I gotta keep saying that I am a boy. I'm gonna fuck with y'all like that. Y'all motherfuckers so worried about my dick. You're worried about what it look like. Who am I sticking in? What left?
That nigga's a fag, y'all. Area code 614, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Who we got in the building? Who this, Sweet Gemini?
Yep.
Man, you sound relaxed. You just smoked a blunt or something? I just want some of that. That sound like you off that loud pack or something right now.
I'm chilling.
Now, this dude. You say what now?
I said, what's wrong with Mike? Who are you going off on?
Which one are you talking about? Mike Mills?
Who was just talking?
Oh, that was Clifton Rainey. That motherfucker been out here sending pictures of his dick to different trolls. They've been catfishing him. You know, they put up a pretty woman's picture, and then they start flirting with him, and then he go to sending them dick pics and shit. He's a stupid-ass, faggot-ass nigga. And one of the trolls took the took a picture of his alien dick and put it on YouTube. Now, you know, I'm trying to think of what animal has webbed feet. Like, what animal has webbed feet? Platypus? This nigga dick look like a motherfucking, a number two pistol, man. That motherfucker's sharp. And this faggot ass dick. I see why ain't no bitches had no kids with you. I see why you ain't getting no motherfucking dog, nigga. You got an alien penis in your fucking pants, nigga. Fuck what you talking about, nigga. Ain't nobody said a goddamn thing about no size or nothing, you gay ass nigga. You the one putting your... How the fuck did your penis get all over Google, nigga? This is the question. You ain't got no girlfriend. So your girlfriend ain't leaked your motherfucking penis, nigga. You put your penis out here sending that motherfucker to different dudes.
And who was that again, L.A.?
That was Cliff Thaney, a.k.a. C.J. Gushers, b.k.a. Caramel Cliffy.
I've seen the name Cliffy before. Whatever.
Yeah, he got a couple channels. He got a channel called C.J. Rainey 4 with the Roman numerals, and he got another channel called C.J.'s Hangouts. He's just a fag from the Chi-Town that be going around talking about fighting everybody. Ain't going to bust a balloon at a birthday party. Nobody important. Nothing to worry about. His pussy ass on the line right now. Motherfucker. Still there. He just think ugly than a bitch.
You quiet?
Yeah. I'm looking at his motherfucker video right now. This nigga ugly than a bitch. This nigga heard somebody. He heard a man say something about his dick, and this nigga jumped straight on camera and got geeked up like a motherfucker. This nigga fag, I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all what happened, man. This nigga so excited in this video. It's some freaky motherfucker in the chat room, man. God damn.
Where everybody at, L.A.?
I don't know. We got about 30 motherfuckers in the chat room. We got a few motherfuckers on the line. So, shit. Oh, everybody about to be here in a minute.
They just quiet. Money ain't talking.
Oh, no, ain't nobody on the line pressing one. They just listening. You know what I'm saying? Usually when I do my roast, don't too many people press one anyway. They want to hear me cook a motherfucker. But I'm waiting on Kev to call in. You know what I'm saying? Kev say, as if he woke, he be going to sleep kind of early. But I told him what time I was coming in. Mike might call in. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? There's a few people on the line. I see some people with some numbers I recognize. But they hear to listen to me motherfucking cooking, motherfucker. I'm finna get it started in a minute. I just want to check out the rest of Cliff video and see what the fuck he was talking about. I'm gonna probably watch a couple more seconds of it. See how bad I need to cook this fat ass nigga.
What's that man does that? Don't worry about what my dick looks like. Don't worry about who's getting my dick. It ain't y'all, ain't never gonna be y'all.
This nigga excited, man. This nigga
a
fan.
Sure
Did write that girl.
Clip that. Capitol State. Nobody listens to you. What's the thing have you ever done in your life? You pussy ass bitch, not a goddamn thing. You can't climb a fucking stool, stupid bitch. Y'all, you a bitch ass motherfucker.
You raped that girl, Cliff.
And I want to issue this open challenge. So all you bitches, you troll motherfuckers who think I'm all funny.
Show faggot, man. Let me get this motherfucking shit popping, man. Let's get this shit going. Let's get it started, people. Peace, families. Peace to everybody in the chat room. We got Black Cherubim, Blah Nameless. Can it all be that simple? We got Fuckery in the building. Keith Anderson in the building. Okay, we got a private call, y'all.
I can't fuck with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no
come on
wrong.
With the music,
yeah,
man.
Something in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot stay. Or you can't go, or I don't know. Or back the fuck up on you.
Hello, Steven, my boy.
Yeah. Hello, my ass.
Who this nigga up on that name?
Oh, Steven, you have
get your bitch ass off my motherfucking line calling up playing all them goddamn faggot ass, homo thug ass rappers on my shit, man. That song was in a bitch. Who the fuck was that rapping? God damn. When I see Cliffy, man, I was giving you a pass today, man. This waltz didn't even have nothing to do with you. You understand? This shit didn't even have nothing to do with you, fam. Now I gotta put your faggot ass in this shit. All right. So fucking be it. Now, I want you to tell me, nigga. Who really the fag? Who really the fag? A nigga who get pussy every goddamn day if he wanted. I get my dick sucked every goddamn day. I don't give a fuck what day it is, goddamn it. Every goddamn day is his shot goddamn holiday. Nigga, I don't know what the fuck you niggas be doing with y'all selves and y'all Johnson, nigga. But I want you to picture this, nigga. You took off your motherfucking trousers, pulled down your motherfucking boxers, and took a picture of your genitals. With this picture of your genitals, you shared it with a fellow male YouTuber. Not once, not twice, but at least four different occasions. What the fuck is wrong with you? You have a nerve, and then you actually had the nerve to make a video and say that Beasley is gay for catfishing you. Beasley is gay for catfishing you. You don't even get confirmation to see if someone is actually a motherfucking woman before you send off your genitals? Let me take this private call, man.
In my bed and we gon' play until the day. I said no sleep in my bed, no sleep in my bed. Yeah, we gon'.
Hello, Steven, my boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, my ass.
Who this nigga up on that net?
Oh, Steven, you have net.
Now, see, that's what's funny about you niggas who come against me. Even the niggas that y'all have trolling don't even got no power. You niggas have phones and actual voices. Call in and get this work. I bullshit you not, nigga. If I had a team of motherfuckers that's supposed to have my back, that make videos and go on shows, if you motherfuckers couldn't show up and show the fuck out, you niggas would be worthless to me. Y'all niggas listening right now, I'm finna roast the fuck out of y'all, your whole fucking families, and y'all fucking scared. I like that shit. Quasi, you stupid ass, faggot ass, wet mouth son of a bitch. Reef, you big foot motherfucker. The fuck happened to your foot? What, you got sugar in one foot, nigga? The fuck is wrong with this nigga? Hobbling all around the motherfucking queen,
wait,
nigga.
Who you say?
This nigga, this one of Monty homeboys, nigga named Reef. This nigga got a big ass motherfucking foot. It's cocked to the motherfucking side. And when he walked, he dragged that raggedy son of a bitch. Talking about some, it was my boots. Ain't no boots make a nigga foot drag like that, nigga. You handicapped, bitch. You got motherfucking Captain Picard. Mother Nature cut his whole ass off. But he gonna tell me that Mother Nature shitted on me.
Wow.
Look here, man. I already know that you finna play some music, nigga. So I'm just gonna kick your funky ass straight off the line, bitch. Get the fuck off my line. Pussy ass nigga ain't gonna say nothing. Stop pressing one, bitch. It's time for this work. That's what's wrong with, I'm telling you. The nigga Monty did the same thing last year. Sweet Gemini. This pussy ass nigga flagged down all my channels because he can't fuck with me. Period.
Did he do everybody else's too?
No, it was
just
mine.
I don't understand why he is messing with y'all's channels when you haven't even said anything about him.
The motherfucker is mad because that's exactly why. Because nobody's talking about him anymore. His videos suck deep in her ass. So he's angry.
Oh, wow.
The nigga is mad because he's fell off on YouTube. Nobody fucks with this nigga. Nobody fuck with this nigga. It ain't because we want to push him out the door or nothing. He just sucks. So it naturally happened. So he has to pull all kind of tricks to get our attention and get us to talk about him. It's kind of like how Tommy do. Because don't nobody be talking about him either. He'll run his faggot ass back over here. If it get too quiet, he'll come back too. This nigga Monty has faked his death before. He faked his death. He had all of his friends get on video crying saying that this nigga faked his death. I'm not making this up. The nigga had all his friends get on video and say that he was dead. Nobody responded except retarded ass Eva. That dumb ass retarded oil changer bitch got on video crying tears and shit. But nobody else responded. So he had the people that made videos saying he was dead come back and make a video say, oh, he's not dead, he's in a coma. Man, fuck that faggot ass nigga. Private call, you're live. What's
poppin'?
Ain't nobody got time. Look how lame they is. They just call in and play music. Come on, man. We gonna keep it moving.
Oh my goodness.
We gonna keep it moving.
He played dead LA.
This nigga faked his fucking death. Let me put the number in the chat room. These motherfuckers act like they retarded. Y'all don't see the description box, motherfuckers? These motherfuckers are slow, man. I'm starting to think my fans might be slow. I find out you're slow, I might cook you.
Nah, because, you know, if you got newcomers coming, they probably won't know what it is.
Oh, no, they know what's going on. These motherfuckers be, they want the shit to be where they want it to be at. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm YouTube. Like, these motherfuckers got YouTube jerseys and shit. I'm YouTube, nigga. I ain't coming to Blog Talk. Look here, dog. I know that's you. I'm kicking you right off the line. God damn, this faggot ass nigga. Nobody want to hear that faggot ass song, nigga. Monty, get some real soldiers, man. You ain't got no soldiers, man. Questy, I know your mouth. You on the phone right now. Your speaker may be muffled because your mouth is slobbing all into it, but your phone still work. Call in, bitch. I don't know if you was over here. I think you was. Did you notice I tried to squash beef with Brian Vlogs and this nigga didn't want to do it? How the fuck you gonna not want to squash beef but you keep complaining about the beef? And can it be that simple, babe? I know that's you, Beasley. Pussy ass, old ass motherfucker. I know that's you. Got my chat room smelling like ass. That's you. Old ass nigga, what are you? What's happening?
If you see Kiki, I think I got her mixed up with somebody.
What you did? You roasted
her picture, right? No, I didn't roast her. I just thought that she was one of the ones that sneaked this, and that's the wrong person. But I know the other two. They did.
They was dissing who, me?
So that's my.
Or you?
No, they was. Remember, I was saying that.
Yeah. You were telling me about the trolls. They do that though.
Yeah,
you know
they do that sneak.
They do that though.
Shit. Well, it's another chick, but I thought it was Kiki. It's not Kiki.
Well, that's why I was trying to tell you that one night.
Yeah.
These trolls are, this is what I want to tell you, sweet Gemini. These trolls are two-faced.
Listen, I'm never going to switch my name, ever. I'm never going to switch it. So if I'm not on and somebody come on with a fake, you should be able to tell if it's me or not.
Oh, yeah, I always check the motherfucking, how many subs is there and all that kind of shit. Because Monty don't know. I checked the damn account. I realized that it wasn't your real account, Monty, but you still felt like it was a reason to make a video and talk about it. When I said it right there, I said, oh, that's a fake account. And I kicked the account out. You just a thirsty-ass, flat-faced, squirrel-looking son of a bitch. And it's just ridiculous that you got to flag down people's channels to get attention. Private call?
Hey, sweet Gemini.
What's up?
I don't like your voice.
And I don't like yours. It sounds too sweet.
Where you from?
Do you know that really mean he like your voice? Because your voice do sound sexy tonight. I got to put that out there for real. So that's what he really called you in to let you know he like your voice. Get your feminine ass off my line, nigga. You don't know how to spit no game. Nigga, you all nervous and shit. Your voice, I don't like your voice. Get your stupid ass off the motherfucking line. Your voice sounds sexy. That's why I asked you, was you smoking that loud? Because you sound high, relaxed. You know what I'm saying?
I am relaxed. Relaxed as hell. I'm relaxed. That is one thing I am.
Well, look at these motherfuckers. Private call.
WGT.
I believe you. He said, hey, y'all, he said WGT, and I believe him. Because all them motherfuckers is retarded. That nigga WGT, I believe you too. Will Goggle Trouser Snakes. Real, that's what I heard it was. Will Goggle Trouser Snakes. And AKA We Gonna Tell. Oh, snitch ass bitch. Fuck off my goddamn line. Shut up, bitch. Yeah, they supposed to be the Wood Grain team, but it's really Will Go Tell and We Gargle Trouser Snakes. Because real talk, man, there's some faggot-ass niggas. All of them retarded. I bullshit you not, man. The nigga Monty is the retarded nigga whisperer. I'm not playing. They all the retards gravitate towards this nigga, respect, and follow him. It's just like he the Planet of the Apes. He's the Planet of the Apes. He was the smartest fucking monkey. He the fucking smartest retard over here. He's the retard whisperer, man. He speaks for a retard. Because they love that nigga. If you watch everybody that fuck with him, they all slow. Even that nigga that just called in, WGT. Think about it. You have to be retarded to even be able to speak like that. Think about how hard or how slow your brain has to be moving to say, WGT.
What the fuck?
Oh my gosh, look, LA, your laugh is hilarious.
Man, they blowing up the phone. Here they go with this bullshit. Private call number one, what's happening?
Pay your taxes.
Look at that. Another fucking retard. You WGT, right? WGT Financial? Right?
Pay your taxes. Pay what you owe.
Slow than a bitch, man. I'm gonna tell you why you flagging, bitch. You're losing. Fuck off my goddamn line. Private dick sucker number two. That's that real thong. So he jacking off in the motherfucking car, just riding around, just jacking off for no fucking reason. It sounds like that person is touching themselves, man, with all them freaky ass homo erotic thug songs and shit, man. Get the fuck off my line. Bitch ass niggas can't do a goddamn show on a troll other people show they scared, though. How the fuck is you scared of a phone call? Somebody explain that to me. Why are you scared to talk, motherfucker? Changing your voice up, flirting and shit. God damn, y'all some hoes. The fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers? Somebody in the chat room will tell me what's wrong with these gay ass niggas, man. Real fucking talk.
But who they trolling from?
They trolling for Monty, man. No, they trolling for Monty.
Oh, Monty. Oh, okay.
Here we go. We got more, y'all. Private call.
Yes, it's nothing but trolls.
Man, shut the fuck up. This nigga riding around in a fucking Jeep Cherokee with a dildo stuck in his ass, just hitting bumps. Just looking for bumps. That nigga riding around with a goddamn dildo in his ass in a Jeep Cherokee, a pink Jeep Cherokee, riding around looking for bumps, nigga. Faggot ass nigga. Private car, what's happening?
Yo, ain't it funny? You got only trolls calling your show?
Man, eat my dick. Are you a troll?
Nigga, fuck your dead brother.
Are you a troll, bitch? Are you a troll? Because if you're a troll, then that's automatically all the way true if you're a troll. Dick licking ass nigga. That nigga right there don't suck dicks. He just lick them. That's what he know for. He don't suck them. He just lick them. Just sitting there licking on them. Stupid ass nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? Private call?
That a cockroach ball.
Goodness, man.
Little cockroach ball. What you gonna do when they blow up?
And to be honest with you, that sounded like Port City right there. You trolling me, poor sissy? I did cook your ass yesterday, you little feminine bitch. Get the fuck off my line. You can't keep that feminine voice down. I heard that shit inside your little song, nigga. That was poor sissy.
Wow.
So now we trolling poor sissy? We trolling that? For me, man, I like that shit. I want somebody with some motherfucking kahunas to call in this bitch. A nigga with enough nuts to go toe to toe with L Dot. All these distractors, all these videos, and you niggas scared? How does shit work? Oh, emotional ass, faggot ass niggas.
Why are they flagging shit down? Like, they feel like they shouldn't be embarrassed on the internet or something. I don't get it.
Man, the niggas a hater, man. He see niggas is doing their own goddamn thing. He see that me and Mike Mills ain't beefing no more. Me and, you know what I'm saying? I'm studying squash and beef with different people. And we build it. We getting stronger as black men. They don't want to see that. They need dissension between us for us to keep their fucking platform alive. Private caller, who you trolling for?
Man.
Gemini is no good.
Come on, man. You suck, dude. You suck ass, man. Come on, man.
Little cockroach boy.
God damn, you suck, dog. What the fuck? These niggas are so fucking scary, man. Look at Clifton Rainey sitting there holding his phone, shaking his shit when he hear a real man talk. Faggot ass nigga. Clifton Rainey, when your motherfucking daddy's funeral, you asked your mama for the fucking house key, you bum ass nigga, in front of the goddamn casket. You pitiful ass piece of shit, worthless motherfucking son of a bitch. Listen to this motherfucker playing music, riding around, jacking out. How much you want to bet?
I do this for the fam, hop out of the land, hop onto the ground. What the fuck was you saying? Pissing your grave.
You gonna fuck around and pull that motherfucker off, man. Who jacks off the gangster rap? You gonna fuck around and pull that motherfucker off. Next part call, what the fuck is up?
Your brother is dead.
This motherfucker right here gonna just keep calling. Think about it. I just want to ask you this. You a human being, Sweet Gemini. Who in the fuck sits up and call a nigga?
That is not funny at all.
Who in the fuck sits up and call a nigga radio show 35 times, 40 times in a row? Who does that? Who does that?
Not a grown man. That's damn for sure. And that last comment was not funny at all.
Right.
Nowhere near funny.
Ain't none of this shit they do funny. I'm telling you. Let me tell you why Monty flagged on that Eternal Rebirth 2 video. That motherfucker heard, and the video had nothing to do with him. He heard the video. The video was fucking funny. This nigga was like, this shit got to come down. Ain't nobody watching my shit. Ain't nobody laughing at my shit. Ain't nobody complimenting my shit. Your shit sucks, Monty. You suck. Your life sucks. Your fat ass wife sucks, pussy. Dry. She don't leave a goddamn drop. That bitch didn't motherfucker put so many hickeys on pearl tongues out here in the street. She famous. Bitch suck a pussy, y'all. Bitch has sucked off a few bitch lips before. The lips just gone when she get done. The fuck she done did? I see fuck. How the fuck? Jay said when your wife get done, the lips be gone and just be a red ass, throbbing ass motherfucking pearl tongue and just be sizzling. Bitches talking about they skeet for 3-4 days after your wife get a hold to it with her mouth. And the bitch ain't touched you in 4 years, nigga. You running around this bitch fucking the shit out of trash, nigga. And recording this shit. Another private call trying to help somebody. What is it? What do you want, motherfucker?
Yeah, we can.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut the fuck up. You a whole dick sucker out here, nigga. Not a half of what? Not 3/4. You a whole dick sucker out here, nigga.
They don't have nothing.
Oh, my goddamn show.
They really don't. all you can do is laugh at them because they sound so ridiculous. Like,
the
wow,
motherfuckers are retarded. I told
really?
You, the whole squad is retarded.
They can't be grown. They can't be.
No, these are some bitches grown. They just can't. They can't face the fire. Private call.
Hello?
Are you the same person? Same person again? What's happening?
Yo. Yeah. You got a lot of.
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. Get your stupid ass off the motherfucking phone. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Nigga, they when you got grown, they named you Pelvis Presley, nigga. Oh, dick sucking ass nigga.
Goodness.
Motherfucker, that nigga sucked the goddamn, sucked the nut off the hip bone, nigga. He sucked the nut off the pelvis area. Your pelvis Presley. Pussy ass nigga. Yeah, dick sucking rock singer. Oh, you faggot ass nigga started calling this goddamn show.
Oh,
the fuck
goodness
is wrong with these niggas, man?
LA, that was funny. How he was like,
look at him. Look now, this motherfucker. Look here, man. This motherfucker is riding around, touching himself, listening to gangster rap, homo thug music.
One more time, spend the check on the weekend.
Oh my god,
I might do it all again.
It's bullshit.
I just hit a three.
And they think they doing something.
That's funny.
What the fuck? All right. Back to this roast, Picard. This is our world, Picard. Picard and Slapacon. Corn Doggy Dog tried to jump me on Troll Father Stream with Beasley today, and they lost. That's fucked up. 3-1, they lost. Private call. What's in your mouth?
Oh, no, man. Looking for Kevin Smith.
What's in your mouth?
Looking for Kevin Smith, WZT. WZT.
What's up, Brian Vlogs, man? I know all you retarded-ass niggas' voices, man. What's up, Brian Vlogs? What do you want, Vlogs? What do you want, Vlogs? Look at him snickering the shit. Listen to him. I think I don't know your retarded ass voice, nigga. What's up, Vlogs? You a whole hoe out here, man. Why you playing on my motherfucking show, bitch? That was Brian Vlogs, y'all. Like, I don't know your fucking faggot ass voice. What private caller, what's in your mouth?
Hello, Steven, my boy.
Yeah. Hello, my ass.
Who this nigga up on that nag?
Oh, Steven, you have nails.
I'm getting bored with you retarded ass dick suckers, man. This shit is ridiculous, man. This nigga sniggling and shit, man. I know y'all heard this shit, man. What the fuck, man? What the fuck? We're not taking no more private calls, y'all. I'm just going to kick y'all off the line. So, get y'all enjoyment out of that. It's too much goddamn trolling. Suck my whole dick, extra naked, every piece of skin, the balls and the shaft, and please give the children a home. Okay? Now, let's get back to this business.
Y'all like.
Picard. I mean, I don't even understand it. You showed your booty today. But then I thought about that phrase. I said, you know what? Picard really showed his ass today. But then I thought about it. You ain't got no ass. You really showed the top of your back today, nigga. You really showed the top of your back today, nigga, for real. You showed your whole back today, nigga. For real. You over there talking shit, muting me, about to start fucking crying on the goddamn stream, old puss-ass nigga. Now, you a white boy that hangs out with self-hating, coon, Uncle Tom Sambo-ass nigga, so we already know you are the worst type of motherfucking white boy there is, like I said. I can only call you a racist when you have suspicious behavior that leans towards you being a fucking racist. And hanging out with Uncle Tom's like fucking Crispy the Soapy Dick Mayor is a clear sign that you motherfucking racist ass son of a bitch, and you like to hang out with dumb ass niggas that don't even realize that they're hanging out with a motherfucking white supremacist that does not like black people, but likes to sit around and watch motherfuckers act a goddamn monkey. I just told y'all no private calls. Kick both of y'all off. Oops. 757, call back my bag. Get your bitch ass off the line. We're not taking any more private calls. Eat my dick. Chase it with a horse. Like I was saying, you faggot ass, bitch made ass nigga. You had Beasley. He's supposed to be a heavyweight. You had Slapper fucking down. Slapper dick in his mouth. Broke Doggy Dog, Corn Doggy Dog, whatever you want to call this faggot ass nigga. Skippy, Nephew Sissy, whatever your flavor is for this faggot ass, mama calling ass nigga. Now, I found out that Slapper Down was gay as shit, and I was trying to wonder to myself, like, how the fuck does a nigga like Slapper Down hang out with all of these dudes who sound like homosexuals? No private calls, we'll kick you off the line. Oops, kicked another private call off. Trying to get rid of that son of a bitch. Once again, call back in. You be alright. Like I said, old faggot ass nigga. How the fuck can you hang out with Skohar? Skohar sound like he just got done sucking a dick. Nightcrawler sounds like a fag who got a nigga who live with him. That's just that. He ain't even in the closet. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even in the closet. He came out the closet when he came out the pussy. This nigga came out sucking the shit out of him. The way he sucked his bottle, his mama knew he was going to be a dick sucker. That nigga ain't just suck on the bottle. His head go up and down every time he sucked the bottle. His mama said, this nigga sucking the bottle like a thumb sucker. I'm telling you, man, these some fag ass niggas. And then I heard this nigga Slapper talking. He was arguing with somebody, and the nigga voice just went to that. I can't think of that faggot ass motherfucking Panther, whatever the fuck his name. But he talked like this: stage left. I'll leave even. I said this nigga's a fucking faggot. And then you wonder why you get the beef with a nigga and he started playing on your mama phone. You would think what kind of grown ass man, 40 years old, would sit up and play on a nigga's mama phone? It gotta be a homosexual. Like I told you, we're not taking any private calls. I'm kicking you off the line if you press 1 and you're private. Enjoy that shit, okay? Yeah, restricted is the same thing as private. Okay? Back to this work. Now, Reef, you faggot ass nigga. Let me tell you something, Reef. What's so fucking embarrassing about you, Reef? What's embarrassing about you is you try to claim to be pro-black. You always bragging about how Stormfront got pictures of your faggot ass face, right? But it's funny that you would be against Uncle Tom's and Sambo's and sellouts and coons. But whenever Monty becomes friends with a Sambo sellout coon, you also become friends with him. You co-sign everything he do. The nigga posts pictures of people's children, talks about dead relatives, talk about deceased children, and all kind of shit. You co-sign it. But then you get your faggot, Bigfoot, pussy ass on video talking about other people that, oh, y'all attacking people's family. Monty is the worst of the worst when it comes to that type of shit. And we got receipts, nigga. But yet, you continue to want to suck his dick. All of y'all see this nigga running around flagging people that don't even talk about this nigga. Flagging people that don't even flag this nigga. Have any one of y'all stepped up and said, hey, Monty, that's kind of bitch made? Nope. Because you niggas are bitch made right with this nigga. Yeah, I'm cheaping over this motherfucker too. Bitch ass nigga. Clip the talking about. I hope they flag down all y'all channels because y'all some jealous ass, hateful ass, pussy ass niggas. These are the motherfucking facts. You niggas been doing YouTube for 3 fucking years, man. And not one female has become attracted to none of y'all. And trust me, that's fucked up. Because we got a whole lot of mediocre, ugly-ass bitches over here that's thirsty in a motherfucker. But they would rather go suck a troll dick than to fuck with one of y'all niggas. That shit is funny as hell. This bitch Cat Smith, Rat Smith, went all the way out of town to suck a troll dick, and all of you YouTubers were trying to fuck this raggedy-ass bitch. She wouldn't fuck with none of y'all. Now, I just got motherfucking receipts on Harvey Superboy. And I got to keep it real with y'all. I told y'all, these niggas that talk the biggest shit on the internet and hide their face look like the universe shitted them out their ass and threw them on a plate and then made them up like some clay or something and just sent them out in the streets. Because Harvey looked like shit. That nigga, I'm telling you, man. I seen 2 different images of Harvey Superboy. I see why the fuck you hide, nigga. One of your eyes is cocked and bucked hanging out your motherfucking face, man. I just, God damn, this nigga look like a fucked up version of Notorious B.I.G. I see why you motherfucking hide your face and talk shit. Okay, we got a real call on the line. Might still be a troll. What's happening? Yeah, same troll. Call in with a real number. All right. You call back in with your real number. Yeah, I'm going to give you a number out, bitch. I'm going to pull a goddamn Tyreek Nasheed on you. You call back in, bitch. Have some of these freaky-ass, stalking-ass motherfuckers calling your phone. They be calling my phone. Now, Monty, I want to ask you off the pussy-ass nigga. Why the fuck you keep texting my fucking phone, nigga? What is wrong with you? This nigga been texting my phone for 3 days. I don't reply back to him, but he still keep texting. Oh, yeah, I got to put this out there, y'all. I just found out today. Well, I already knew, but I got more confirmation. Monty made a video to me, and he said, when I turned my camera on for a minute last night, I showed my niece and my nephew. This nigga said that it was something poking out of my shirt that made his mouth salivate for milk. This is what he said. I couldn't believe this shit. And he just said, I had some nice titties.
LA, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. The nigga said I had some nice titties, and then he stuck his tongue out and licked it at me. I'm not making this up. I have the receipts, and it's going to be on my roast video to this nigga tonight. This shit is fucking ridiculous. This nigga's a fag, y'all. This nigga is a motherfucking fag. The nigga said his mouth got a taste for milk when he looked at my chest area. And then he straight up licked his tongue out at me. I've never seen no shit like this. These niggas are coming out. One of these niggas is going to come all the way out, man. I predicted Monty might be the first one. If all of the video evidence of him playing with dildos and stroking cocks. Oh, video wasn't enough proof. I think we're going to have a confession video coming up soon. Because that motherfucker do anything to get attention. Monty, you ain't got to make no video tell us that you gay. We already know what's happening. You right, Black Cherubim. That nigga been gay. Now, they're not going to call back in because I told them I'm going to post their motherfucking number. I should have been screenshotting this shit. I would have had it already. Yeah, niggas a fag. And Brian Vlogs, man, I can't believe you calling up in this motherfucker playing on my motherfucking radio, man. I already told your faggot ass the beef is over, man. The beef is over. You are insignificant retard, nigga. And when I tried to play one of your videos last night, you went and deleted it, which further proves that you are slow, you have no game, and you have no reason to be trying to give no advice to no men or no women about nothing sexual or nothing marital at all, nigga. You shouldn't even be speaking on that shit. Sit your ugly ass over there with that fat ass, stinking ass white bitch. smelling like a motherfucking wet ass poodle, and shut the fuck up, nigga. And quit running around talking about she fine. You ain't gonna show the bitch. All right, y'all. The number is 218-414-1141. Once again, his number is 218-414-1141. He is the guy who is playing music and jacking off, trying to pull his meat out of the socket. Give him a call.
What?
Yeah, he's riding around jacking off. This guy right here.
Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like two or 3 weeks.
218-414-1411. Give him a call, people. He wants to play some music for you. Yeah, he wanna play some music for the people. He wanna play some music for you. Give him a call, people. He's lonely. He needs some attention. He's trying his best not to have a busless night. And I ain't mad at him. But you're calling the wrong show, sir. We're not taking any more private calls. I'm sorry. You might have been a real caller. But people have made it. Niggas always make it bad for niggas when they try to do something. You know, they want to keep trolling the show. So we're not taking any private calls. Okay? All right, and if you call me with some stupid shit, I will. Tyreek Nasheed, your number.
Those are the type of people that have no answer for nothing. They don't have an answer for absolutely nothing.
Right.
But they play. That's crazy.
Yeah, but you know, people got them applications on their phone that they can actually make any number appear that they want to, so person could have one of those on there. I've had people call me from numbers that's like numbers of my friends, but it's not actually their number. It's motherfucker trolling and shit. Like my homeboy Kev and shit. I be having people that call in with his number showing. I click on it, what up Kev, and it's some faggot ass nigga playing this shit. So yeah, I like I told these niggas, man, you know what I'm saying? Like Brian Vlogs, you sitting your fat ass right there, and that's the crazy thing about it. All of the niggas that make video about me and be stalking me in the comment sections and shit, they here, man. They right here. Why are y'all so afraid of me? I don't understand this. How the fuck y'all get afraid? Because, motherfucker, I bullshit you not. When Monty make a show about me, him and all his little crew of retarded motherfuckers talking shit, I call in. He ain't going to let me on the line because he know I'll roast him and his whole fucking crew. But I'm going to call in and try to make a goddamn attempt. Shit, I didn't. Matter of fact, I have roasted them all before. That's why he won't let me back on. I want you to picture this. You had Bacard, Beasley, and Slapperdown, all three going against me. And these niggas is flagging, muting me and kicking me off the show. How y'all scattered 3-on-1?
So Beasley is a fan of Tommy's too?
Yes, he's a Tommy dick sucker. He's a Tommy Dick sucker. Yes, he sucks that man off. He sucks that man off real good.
See,
straight through
the jail. I thought he was just talking shit to everybody. I didn't know whose side he was on.
No, he's a Tommy Thumb sucker. I've had personal conversations with this dude. And yeah, he admires Tommy. That's real talk. And he will attack your ass. But at the same time, he's thirsty for attention, so he will go at Tommy. You know what I mean? He a little bit better than the rest of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? You know, he a Kuna Lodge lover, but if Tommy say too much off the wall shit around Beasley, he gonna call it out. I can say that. I don't like the lying people, even if I don't like a motherfucker. I keep it real. But he's still a dick sucker.
Yeah.
Out the gate. Tell me, Curious ain't over here, man. That's probably her with them pink letters, man.
She missed us.
Black Turbo said the Beasley and Tommy beef was staged. It probably was. Yeah, I would not put it past Beasley be behind the scenes doing some foul ass shit to be an old ass man. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. He the oldest motherfucker over here and do the most fucked up shit. He's responsible for the phone calls that was made to Clifton's mother. I don't fuck with Clifton, but I wouldn't sit up there and call his mother and harass her on the fucking phone, man. Beasley, you 25 years older than me? Wait, hold up. You 35 years older than me? 33 years older than me? You 73 years old, nigga? I ain't calling niggas mom. I'm serious. Beasley about 73 years old.
And he's doing shit like that.
Yeah, sending pieces to niggas' houses, trolling niggas' kids on Snapchat. This nigga's a fag, man.
Well,
yeah, Beasley been sucking off that nigga. Oh, yeah, Troll Father acted like a little hoe earlier today. Troll Father had a motherfucking hangout, and I'm steady telling Troll Father, is you going to check your motherfucking people on the panel about muting me? He says nothing. I start muting Bacard back because I'm good at muting. I love mute wars if that's what you want to do. But this motherfucker, Troll Father, they kicked me off the show and he don't say shit to him. All he did was ask him, did y'all kick him off the show? Yeah. He don't even say nothing. I'm like, this nigga sell out too, man. I don't give a fuck about how cool you are, how cool your vids are, man. I will call your bitch ass out, man.
I'm trying to figure out who he is. Like, do we go by a different name?
Hey, homie, I guess y'all didn't call 218-414-1141 because he keep calling back. But I'm going to hang up on him, and I'm going to give y'all an opportunity to call him back because he still wants to talk, y'all. He still wants to talk, so somebody hurry up and call him. Maybe you block your number, though, because that motherfucker might be I think he's a stalker. He's showing signs of a stalker right now. Yeah, Beasley to fuck around some little kid. Oh, the guy that keeps calling back, his number is 218. Well, they put it up in the chat room. Yeah, he studied calling. That's the one that keeps playing music and shit, jacking off, riding around in that Jeep, that Grand Cherokee.
Beasley?
No, I don't know if it's Beasley. It's somebody keep calling me and playing music. No, Beasley is a suspected pedophile, though. Yeah, that's why we think he's hiding his face. Because if we ever seen him, we would know that he probably just got released from prison from, allegedly touching some little child, man. I mean, he gives off that vibe. That motherfucker, I think that nigga want to suck my son dick or something. I just want to keep it real with you. I think that nigga's attracted to my son, man. Him and Monty. Wait till y'all see this fucking video, y'all. Wait till y'all see this video of all this gay-ass shit Monty said to me while he kept licking his... Okay, I'm going to tell you. He licked his lips after he said some gay shit. After that, but before that, I mean, I'm not even joking. The nigga actually put his whole tongue out of his mouth and held it outside of his mouth for 2 or 3 seconds and said, like that to me. I said, what the fuck? Let's see y'all see that shit. Y'all gonna be like, man, I know this nigga Monty ain't just throw a lick out of this nigga.
Wow.
They all cowards, though. I can dig it, though. So, yeah, it's going to be multiple roast videos put up tonight. It's going to be a new channel. The videos will be unlisted. I almost thought about charging people $1 just to watch and making all of the links personal. I actually thought about that. I actually thought about doing that. Making all the links. All the links, motherfucker, unlisted, and the only people that motherfucker paid to see the motherfucker roast get to see it. You fuckboy-ass nigga. Why you trying to extort motherfuckers? I know you be mad than a bitch. Motherfuckers paid a whole bunch of money to go see a meal. Paid $1 to go watch me roast the fuck out of your faggot ass, nigga. I know you feel some type of way, nigga. Why you want to flag niggas' channels? And I know you listening to Quasi, you little retarded bitch. Your mama sucks cocks, nigga. Her name is Tasha Watson. We already know how she get down. Your little brother's a fag. Y'all bitches ass niggas still sleep in the bed together, in the same room together. You ain't got no car. You ain't got no fucking job. You sit in the house all fucking day drooling and playing video games. You a fucking lame. I got videos of your girlfriend. That bitch look like she just smoked all the dope in Philadelphia and New York, New Jersey together. That crackhead, the ugly ass bitch talking about your girlfriend look good. That bitch looks smoked the fuck out. pussy, hole, mouth, and ass and everything blew the fuck out. That tramp ass, trifling ass prostitute bitch. I'm exposing that hoe too. I still have the file on you, Crazy. I'm a plug that video with the video of you digging in your fucking nose and tasting that goddamn booger that you pulled out. You a nasty ass motherfucker. Who in the fuck pulls a booger out their nose on the video and then try to sneak a taste of it and sneak the motherfucker in his mouth on a live video? Like nobody wasn't gonna see your stupid ass. That's how I know you retarded. I got the fucking receipts.
That is nasty.
The nigga pulled a goddamn book out his nose. It was fat too. Ugh, it was nasty. And then he thought we were looking. He looked down at the booger. I said he was playing with it with his fingers. I said, ugh, this nigga nasty.
Shut up, LA.
I'm dead serious. But he the one fucker that put the video up.
Oh my goodness.
I'm telling you, man. Somebody fired shots in the chat room. What's going on in the chat room? Somebody trying to start some shit. I bet you that's party. I bet you that's funky ass curious. Oh, the trolls got tired of getting hung up on. I understand, man. Go away. Go find something to play with. Monty, your faggot ass is sitting right there. Your wife ain't finna give you no pussy tonight. It's guaranteed. Nothing. You might as well press that one and take this motherfucking work like a motherfucking man, you hoe-ass, coward-ass bitch. This is why you can't blow up. This is why people got bored with your content. This nigga flagged down Troll Father channel because Troll Father is using our content and getting bigger than us, right? But he wasn't using your content, Monty. So is that the issue? I think that might have been the issue. Your content sucks, nigga. I ain't finna be up all night with you pussy ass, scary ass niggas, man. I'm finna get to making these videos, Monty. I'm finna expose your ass. You was a fucking homosexual, Clifton. Oh, I'm telling you, Clifton, you might as well get ready to flag, bitch, because I'm using your image, you faggot ass bitch. I'm gonna show how feminine you is. So you might as well get ready to flag. Monty, get ready to flag. But I got some special channels for you fuck ass niggas to flag. So go ahead and get your flag on. But these videos going up, motherfucker. They going up. That nigga Kevin cooked the shit out that nigga Monty. That nigga cooked the shit out that nigga Monty today.